My name is Carissa Reed, and I am a student enrolled in SERP 515 online course in the College of Education at the University of Arizona, and this is my informational audio recording on Dandy-Walker syndrome. What is Dandy-Walker syndrome? Dandy-Walker syndrome is a brain malformation, usually around the cerebellum and the fluid-filled spaces around it. It results in the central part, the venous, missing, abnormally positioned, or underdeveloped. The cerebellum and the brainstem are abnormally large, and the child may have hydrocephaly, which is water on the brain. What does this child look like? Well, Dandy-Walker is a range syndrome. Some students have very mild forms, others have very severe forms. Depending on the severity of the syndrome, you may see different things. Some students may have skull defects where it protrudes, but usually students with Dandy-Walker are typical looking. What might I expect in regard to the type of disabilities the student might have? Well, students with Dandy-Walker, again, based on the severity, could have problems with movement, coordination, intellect, mood, or other neurological functions, such as eating or breathing or just raising their arms and functional movement. Can he or she talk? Can they see and hear? Well, the student may have delayed motor skills, including poor muscle tone, and 50% usually have some range of cognitive disability. They may be stiff or partially paralyzed, but it really depends on the severity of the syndrome. Rarely, students are born with vision and hearing issues. How many people have this syndrome? Are there a lot? 1 in 10,000 to 30,000 newborns have this. So that's a lot of people that have it, considering there's 330 million people in the United States, and that would be 1% of that, so it is quite a few. What causes this syndrome? Is it a specific gene or what? Research suggests a small percent are genetically inherited, called trisomy 18, which is an extra chromosome 18. But Dandy-Walker can also be found in people that have trisomy 9, 13, and 21. They've also found that Dandy-Walker can be attributed to environmental factors such as birth defect causing substances called teratogens, as well as people who have diabetes are more likely to have a child with Dandy-Walker than not. How can I teach him or her in class? Be sure that the IEP team, if already in place, considers related services and accommodation as the child grows and changes. Some students don't present Dandy-Walker until they're older, some as old as 20. So if you notice changes in your student and they have a Dandy-Walker diagnosis, it would be good to reach out to your IEP team. Follow all the accommodations that are in place, and as always, if you need help, reach out to your related service providers and have them help you with the accommodations that you need to make the student successful in class. Are there specific instructional strategies or techniques that we need to use? All of that depends on the level of the syndrome. I personally have students that are visually impaired and they use switches to complete activities. I have some students that have comorbidities such as autism, which plays in a factor, and it's hard to tell where the Dandy-Walker stops and the comorbidity picks up. You just need to use the instructional strategies and techniques that are recommended by all your service providers, your IEP team, your special ed teachers, and the parent. And if you need help or you need more strategies, reach out to your IEP team. Do we have a lot of equipment at his desk in my class? I don't know much about technology, and what might I have to learn to use with your help? Depending on the severity of the student, you may not need to help them with anything. They may just need a magnifying glass, or they may need to wear a hat indoors because they're sensitive to light. They may need to have their schoolwork enlarged depending on their visual impairment. It really just depends on the severity of the syndrome. Who's going to help us teach him and her? Well, everybody that's on the IEP team is in charge of helping you for teaching that child. So that's the parents, the related service providers, the OT, PT. You can reach out to your school's resources such as, you know, student study halls or student support teams and ask them to help you with the things that you need, the stuff that you're struggling with. But the answer to that is that everyone teaches that child, especially if they have cognitive disabilities and physical disabilities. The team is going to be larger than if they're just a mild case of Dandy Walker syndrome. Thank you for listening to my presentation on Dandy Walker syndrome.